We are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Matya Lila chapter 3, which verse?
85. Třetí kapitoly Matya Lily, 85.
Now you have to help with the pronunciation again. Brashta avadhuta,
Brashta avadhuta,
Paramahamsa,
Paramahamsa,
Tumi,
Tumi,
Udara,
Udara,
Bharite,
Bharite,
Sannyasa,
Sannyasa,
La,
La,
Yacha,
Yacha,
Bujhi,
Bujhi,
Brahmana Dandite,
Brahmana Dandite,
Brashta Abadhuta Tumi,
Brashta Abadhuta Tumi,
Udara Bharite,
Udara Bharite,
Sanasalayacha,
Sanasalayacha,
Bujhi,
Bujhi,
Brahmana Dandite,
Brahmana Dandite.
What's the meter? How do you change?
Oh, it's actually like one line and second line. Better to read it together. Like,
Rashta Budhuta Tumi Udar Bhurite Sannas Vayacha Bhuji Brahman Dundite.
Brashta Abadhuta Tumi Udar Bhurite
Brashta Abadhuta Tumi Udar Bhurite
Sannas Layacha Bhuji Brahmana Dandite
Sannas Layacha Bhuji Brahmana Dandite
Brashta Abadhuta Tumi Udar Bhurite
Brashta Abadhuta Tumi Udar Bhurite
Sannyasalayacha bhuji brahmana dandite
Sannyasalayacha bhuji brahmana dandite
Vrashta badruta tmi udar bhurite
Vrashta badruta tmi udar bhurite
Sannyasalayacha bhuji brahmana dandite
Sannyasalayacha bhuji brahmana dandite
Brashta Avadhuta Tumi Udara Bhurite
Brashta Avadhuta Tumi Udara Bhurite
Sannyasalayacha Bhuji Brahmana Vandandite
Sannyasalayacha Bhuji Brahmana Vandandite
I forgot the Sita. Completely forgot the Sita. Anybody else?
Brashta Avadhuta Tumi Udara Bhurite
Brashta Avadhuta Tumi Udara Bhurite
Sannyasalayacha Bhuji Brahmana Dandite
Sannyasalayacha Bhuji Brahmana Dandite
Brashta Avadhuta
Brashta Avadhuta
Zavržený Paramahamsa
Zavržený Paramahamsa
Tumi, Udara Bharite,
naplnit si břicho.
Sannyasala Yacha,
přijal si stav odříkání.
Bhuji,
chápu.
Brahmana Dandite,
působit nepříjemnosti Brahmanovi.
Translation. Advaita Acharya said, you are a reject Paramahamsa and you have accepted the renounced order of life just to fill up your belly. I can understand that your business is to give trouble to Brahmanas.
Advaita Acharya řekl si, zavržený Paramahamsa, stav odříkání si přijal jen proto, aby si naplnil příchod. Je mi jasné, že rád působíš nepříjemnosti Brahmanům.
Yeah, this reminds me of the other day we talked about this mock fight. Mock fight between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu.
Nedávno mluvili o tom, jak spolu fingovali boj Advaita Acharya s Nityananda Prabhu.
So this verse is directly related to this?
Tak s tím se právě pojí tenhle ten verš.
Purport. There's always a difference of opinion between the smarter Brahmana and the Vaishnava Goswami.
Význam mezi smáta brahmany a vaishnavskými gosvámými. Vždy panují rozdíly v názorech.
So smáta brahmana, as you know, we have heard this term.
Ten term, pojem smáta brahmanové, znáte, už jste slyšeli.
They're usually born in a brahmana family.
Většinou jsou narozené v brahmanské rodině.
They have the tendency to be proud of this.
A mají tu tendenci být na to pyšní.
And they attempt to follow all the rules and regulations in a very detailed way.
Oni se snaží dodržovat veškerá směrnici pravidla velice podrobně do detailu.
But unfortunately not for the purpose of advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Bohužel ne za tím účelem, aby rozvíjeli vědomí Krishna.
And they usually also deride the Vaishnavas.
Taky se obvykle posmívají Vaishnavům.
Because they emphasize devotional activities.
Taky zdůrazňují oddanou službu.
Not so much ritualistic activities.
Ne tolik rituály.
They always engage, Vaishnavas are primarily engaged in worshipping Lord Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna.
Vaishnavové především uctívají Pána Krishnu a zpívají svaté jméno Krishna.
And the smarter brahmanas, they don't feel so much attracted to that.
A to smarta brahmanas příliš nepřitahuje.
And they also accuse Vaishnavas of not being sufficiently learned in shastras.
Taky obvinují Vaishnavy, že nejsou dostatečně znalí šáster.
Which, by the way, is not true.
Což mimochodem není pravda.
But that's what they claim.
Ale to oni tvrdí.
So in this way there is always a tension between the smarta brahmanas and the Vaishnavas.
Mezi smarta brahmany a Vaishnavy je pořád takové napětí.
Being, there are even smarta opinions and Vaishnava Goswami opinions available in astrological and astronomical calculations.
Názory smartů a vaishnavských kosvámí se liší dokonce, co se týče astrologických a astronomických výpočtů.
By calling Nityananda Prabhu a Bhashta Avadut, he rejected Paramahamsa. Advaita Acharya Prabhu, in a sense, accepted Sri Nityananda Prabhu as a Paramahamsa.
Tím, že Advaita Acharya nazval Nityananda Prabhu a Bhashta Avadutu zavrženým Paramahamsou, ho v určitém smyslu uznal za Paramahamsu.
In other words, Nityananda Prabhu had nothing to do with the rules governing smarta brahmanas.
Jinak řečeno, Nityananda Prabhu neměl nic společného s pravidly smarta brahmany.
Thus, under a pretense of condemning him, Advaita Acharya was actually praising him.
Pod záminkou odsuzování ho tedy Advaita Acharya ve skutečnosti vychvaloval.
In the Avaduta stage, the Paramahamsa stage, which is the supermost stage, one may appear to be Vishayi on the platform of sense gratification, but in actuality, he has nothing to do with sense gratification.
Na úrovni Avaduty neboli Paramahamsi, která je tím nejvyšším stádiem, může dotyčný vypadat jako Vishayi neboli požitkář, ale ve skutečnosti nemá s uspokojováním smyslu nic dočinění.
So that term avaduta should not be used casually.
Ale takže tenhle ten pojem avaduta by se neměl používat jen tak lehkovážně.
This is not a very good practice.
To není moc dobré.
Even jokingly to name someone avaduta.
I žertem někomu říkat avaduta.
Because it's the most elevated platform of devotional service.
Ten nejvznešenější úroveň oddané služby.
And that is only preserved for the most advanced Vaishnavas.
To je vyhrazeno jen pro ty nejpokročilejší Vaishnavy.
At that stage a person sometimes accepts the symptoms and dress of a sannyasi and sometimes does not.
Na této úrovni může někdy přijmout znaky a oblečení sannyasiho a někdy ne.
Sometimes he dresses like a householder.
Někdy se obléká jako hospodář.
We should know, however, that they are all joking words between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu.
Měli bychom však vidět, že všechna tato slova Advaita Acharya a Nityananda Prabhu jsou pouhé žarty.
They are not to be taken as insults.
A nikoli urážky.
In the Kada Daha, sometimes people misunderstood Nityananda to belong to the Shakta Sampradaya, whose philosophy is Anta Shakta Bahi Shaiva Sabhayam Vaishnavo Mataha.
Jistě známým jako Kada Daha si lidé někdy myslí, že Nityananda Prabhu náleží k Shakta Sampradaya. Jejich filozofie praví Anta Shakta Bahi Shaiva Sabhayam Vaishnavo Mataha.
According to the Shakta Sampradaya, the person called Kaulava Duta thinks materially while externally appearing to be a great devotee of Lord Shiva.
Čili zvaný Kaulava Duta podle Shakta Sampradaya uvažuje světsky, ale navenek vypadá jako velký oddaný pána Šivy.
When such a person is in the assembly of Vaishnavas, he appears like a Vaishnava.
Ve společnosti Vaishnavu pak vypadá jako Vaishnava.
Actually, Nityananda Prabhu did not belong to such a community.
Nityananda Prabhu ale k této skupině nepatřil.
Nityananda Prabhu was always a brahmachari of a sannyasi of the Vaidika order.
Nityananda Prabhu byl vždy brahmachari sannyasiho z řádu Vaidika.
Actually, he was a paramahamsa.
Skutečnosti byl paramahamsa.
Sometimes he is accepted to be a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha.
Někdy je brán jako žák Lakshmipatiho Tirthy.
If he is so accepted, Nityananda Prabhu belonged to the Madhva Sampradaya.
Pokud ho takto přijmeme, pak náležel k Madhva Sampradaya.
He did not belong to the Tantrika Sampradaya of Bengal.
Nikoli bengalské Tantrik Sampradaya.
And Lord Chandas Thakur also describes in one of his songs.
Lord Chandas Thakur také popisuje jedno z písniků.
That it is not easy to understand Nityananda Prabhu.
Není snadné pochopit Nityananda Prabhu.
Because he is being viewed in so many different ways by so many different people.
Mnoho mnohých lidí na něj náleží mnoha různými způsoby.
And that is quite confusing. But for those who did not take shelter under the lotus feet of a bona fide guru. So it's like when we study Srila Prabhupada's translation and commentary of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Studujeme překlad a komentář Prabhupády k Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Now we clearly understand what is the position of Nityananda Prabhu.
Tak nám je úplně jasné, jaké je postavení Nityananda Prabhu.
No confusion.
A my jsme zmatení.
Just one example how important it is to receive transcendental knowledge from a bona fide source.
To je jeden příklad, jak je důležité přijímat transcendentální poznání z pravého zdroje.
Because even nowadays, still in South India, many people, they have a misconception about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
Už dodnes mnoho lidí z jižní Indie má nějaké mnohé představy o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a Nityananda Prabhu.
More or less thinking these were ordinary mortals.
Myslím, že to byli obyčejní smrtelníci.
So we are very fortunate. And we do not commit such an offense at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Thinking him to be some ordinary living being.
He's
actually non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being the first expansion of Lord Krishna. He descended into this world. He is, as we described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as the very origin of the expansions of the Purusha Avatars.
na jiném místě četl, čili tam je popsaný jako původ všech expanzí Purusha avatáru.
I think previously I talked about this point.
It's
a very interesting point. Like Mahavishnu is an expansion of Nidananda Prabhu. I mean of Balaram. And that's Nidananda
Prabhu.
And Kshirdakta Shri, all the three Vishnus are expansion of Balaram. Which means also Paramatma located, situated in the heart. So when we try to meditate or think on or about the super soul, we actually approach Nityananda Prabhu. So he's so merciful that he is the one who makes himself available to the living entities in this world. He is the one who glances over the material nature.
And
of course he is non-different from Lord Krishna, being his first expansion. Therefore you can also say it is
Krishna.
But still there is a difference. Chintavidavida tattva. That's the final understanding of the complexities of a transcendental matter.
That
everything is non-different from
Krishna.
But still distinct also from Krishna. Supreme Personality of God, it has many expansions performing various leaders, pastimes, and as we learn from the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they performed innumerable pastimes. And especially in this age of Kali, it is recommended to meditate on those pastimes. Celebrating the appearance days of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and great Vaishnava acharyas. Lord Krishna himself. That is specifically mentioned in the Brahma Purana. It is said that fortunate are those persons of Kali
Yuga
who observe the appearance days of Vishnu and his various incarnations by staying awake at night and fasting. Those who do so are not subject to the great fear of rebirth in the material world. Wherever they reside, Kali cannot affect them. Observing vows on the appearance days of the Eternal Supreme Lord gives liberation. These observances of vows for the pleasure of Vishnu are the greatest good in this life and the next. The greatest dharma. That's one quotation from the Brahma
Purana.
In another verse it is mentioned
that
if one chants even with a slight little bit of faith the holy names of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very quickly one becomes cleansed from all offenses. As soon as one chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and somehow feeling even slightly attracted to Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, advancement in Krishna consciousness will be very swift. That's the special mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And of course, Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
It is said that Nityananda Prabhu becomes never angry. And if he becomes angry for whatever reason, then that is his mercy. But the general nature of Nityananda Prabhu is that he is very, very merciful. There's one song in this regard. Akrora paramananda nitanandarai aviman shunya nitai navaro vidai. The noble Nityananda Prabhu is never angry. For he is the personification of supreme transcendental bliss. Devoid of all false ego, Nitai wanders about the town. Then it is said, Baladev Prabhu, he sometimes becomes angry, very angry. Remember, Jamuna once he was very angry because she didn't want to obey his order. And he killed so many demons also. Lakshman also sometimes he was very angry. But it is, in this song it is mentioned, but not Nityananda
Prabhu.
Going from door to door to the house of the most fallen and wretched souls. He freely distributes the gift of Harinam Mahamantra. Adham Pati Chiva Dvari Dvari Gya Harinam Mahamantra Dichena Vilaya. And holding a straw in his teeth. Chari deke tare kohe dante trinadhari. He exclaims to whomever he sees.
Každému koho vidí, tak říká.
Amare kinia laha bolo gaurahari. Bolo. Laha bolo gaurahari. You can purchase me by worshipping gaurahari.
Můžete si mě koupit, když budete uctívat gaurahari.
Eta boli Nitananda Vume Vardijai. Saying thus, Nitananda Prabhu rolls about on the ground.
Tohle, jak říká, tak se Nitananda Prabhu válí po zemi.
Shona parvata jena dhulate lotai. Appearing like a golden mountain tumbling in the dust.
Vypadá jako zlatá hora v prachu.
Hen avatare jar rotina janmila. Lord Chandras Thakur says, that sinful person who has not experienced the awakening of affection for such an avatar,
ten hříšník, se neprobudila láska k takovému avataru.
Lord Chandrishe papi ela argila. Such a person simply comes and goes uselessly in the cycle of birth and death.
Taková osoba jenom zbytečně prochází, přichází, odchází tím nekonečným koloběhem rození a smrti.
The 12 principal names of Nityananda Prabhu.
12 základních jmen Nityananda Prabhu.
Given by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Které dal Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Shri Nityananda Chandrasya Nam Dvarashakam. Nityananda. He who embodies eternal bliss, that means Nityananda.
Tendu stělesňuje věčnou blaženost.
Avadhutendu.
Avadhutendu.
The moon of divine madman.
A ten měsíc božského blázna.
Vasudha prana balava. The beloved of the life breath of Vasudha.
A milenec a životní vzduch Vasudhy.
Janavi Jivitapati, the husband enthusing Janavi with life.
Janavi Jivitapati je manžel, který dává život Janavi.
Krishna Prema Prada.
Krishna Prema Prada.
He who bestows ecstatic love for Krishna.
Umílí ecstatickou lásku ke Krishna.
Prabhu, the Lord and Master of the devotees.
Prabhu je pán a vládce oddaných.
Padmavati Sutta, the dear son of Padmavati.
Padmavati Sutta je drahý syn Padmavati.
Shriman, he of splendorous transcendental majesty.
Shriman, který září transcendentální značnosti.
Shashi Nandana Purvaja.
Shashi Nandana Purvaja.
The older brother of Mother Shashi's son.
Shashi brother syna matky Shashi.
Bhavan Mata, he who is married in overwhelming ecstatic emotions.
Bhavan Mata je někdo úplně zaplavený a poblázněný ekstatickými emocemi.
Jagatrata, the savior of the universe.
Jagatrata je zachránce vesmíru.
Rakta Gaura Kalevara.
Rakta Gaura Kalevara.
He whose complexion is golden, tinged with red.
Ten má zlatou pleť s nádechem červené.
These are some of the auspicious names of Nityananda Prabhu. And then there's one nice song from the songbook. You can try to chant this song. We have some cards. Nitai Pada Kamala. You can chant. Because then you can pronounce nicely. You know the melody? Nitai Pada Kamala. Gopi Chandrasi. So we give the Punna Palaka the chance to practice Bengali. Ten se má dopečovat, ne?
Tohle to musí být. Strana 80.
Srila Prabhupada also very often sang this particular song.
Srila Prabhupada tuhle to písem často zpíval. Thank you.
Thank you.
translation is very important.
Vidíte důležitý překlad?
It is an appeal to invoke one's attraction to Nitananda's lotus feet.
Což je výzva k tomu, abychom se připoutali k lotosovým nohám Nitanandy Prabhu.
Compared to the soothing moonlight.
To přirovnání k chladivému měsíčnímu světu.
Of not only one moon, but millions of
moons.
If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Because otherwise, it is mentioned in the song, it will be very difficult to approach, to worship Radha Krishna.
Protože jinak je řečeno, že bude velice těžké přistoupit k uctívání Rádhy a Krišny.
First one must firmly hold the lotus feet of Nitananda Prabhu.
Se musí člověk pevně chytit lotosových nohou Nitananda Prabhu.
Anyone who has established his relationship with Nitananda.
A ten, kdo ustanovil svůj vztah s Nitanandou.
Understood to be, one who has not established relationship.
Ten, kdo nenavázal svůj vztah s Nitanandou.
And he is understood to have spoiled his human life.
Tak se rozumí, že zkazil, promarnil svůj lidský život.
Such a human being is actually an uncontrolled animal.
Takový člověk je jako neovládnuté zvíře.
Hare Krishna. Because he, why?
A proč?
Because he never uttered the holy name of Nitananda.
Takže nikdy nevyslovil svaté jméno Nitananda.
He has become merged into the so-called material happiness.
A ponořil se do takzvaného hmotného štěstí.
What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him?
Co může to jeho zbytečné vzdělání nebo rodinná tradice udělat, aby mu pomohli?
At time of death, everything useless.
Co se smrti, to všechno bude ničem.
And what our education, what shelter can it give?
Jaké nám může dát útočiště naše vzdělání.
All our acquisitions, accomplishments in this world, they all be finished.
Všechno, čeho jsme dosáhli, tady jsme světě s tím byl konec.
No more shelter.
Žádné útočiště.
And the only thing which is left,
a jediné, co zbývá,
lotus feet of Nitananda Prabhu in the holy name.
Lotus feet of Nitananda Prabhu, svaté jméno.
Being matted after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking.
Ten, kdo je úplně poblázněný s falešným stotožňováním se s tělem a s dlouhou poslávě, tak si myslí.
Oh, come on, who's this Nitananda?
A kde je tady ten Nitananda?
What can he do for me?
Co ten pro mě může udělat?
I don't care.
Mně to je jedno.
The result is that he is accepting something false to be truth.
To znamená, že přijímá něco nepravdivého, iluzorního jako pravdu.
If one actually wants to approach the association of Radha Krishna,
pokud někdo skutečně chce přijít do společnosti Rádhy a Krišny,
then one must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nitananda.
Nejdřív musí získat milost Nitanandy.
When he is merciful towards you,
když on bude učila milosti,
then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna.
Pak budete moct přistoupit k Rádhy a Krišny.
Therefore you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nitananda.
Proto byste se měli pevně chytit lotosových nohou Nityananda.
This we can practically see.
To můžeme prakticky vidět.
So many they want to directly approach Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna.
Mnoho osob chce přímo přistoupit k Rádhy Krishna.
Settling in Vrindavan.
Usadit se ve Vrindavan.
And they try to imagine some kind of intimate relationship with Krishna.
Představovat si, že má nějaký důvěrný vztah s Krishnou.
Or with the Radharani. But factually they have not much interest in the lotus feet, taking shelter under the lotus feet of Nitananda Prabhu. They have not much interest.
Nemají moc zájem o útočiště u lotosových nohou Nitananda Prabhu.
So they have, we can practically see, no advancement.
Můžeme prakticky vidět, jak nedělají žádný pokrok.
Again they become attracted to the illusory energy of the Lord. Because only Nitananda Prabhu, he can free one from that attraction to Maya.
to je jedině Nityananda Prabhu, že člověka osvobodit od toho, aby ho přitahoval Mája.
He has that potency, he has that power.
On má tu sílu.
Therefore it is mentioned here, one who at all has any interest to approach Radha Krishna, then he must take shelter Nityananda Prabhu.
Proto je tady řečeno, kdo má nějaký zájem přiblížit k Radě Krišnovi, musí přijmout tuto čištěvu Nityananda Prabhu.
Lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion. They're not just another illusion.
Nityananda i lotus feet nejsou zase jenom další iluze.
They are a fact.
Jsou skutečnost.
One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendentally situated.
Ten, kdo láskou slouží Nityanandovi, se dostává na transcendentální úroveň.
That's the appeal. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Nityananda.
To je ta výzva, pořád se snažte držet lotusových nohy Nityanandy.
Narottama Stark was very unhappy.
Narottama Stark je velice nešťastný.
Therefore he's praying to Lord Nityananda to make him happy.
Takže se modlí k panu Nityanandovi, aby ho udělal šťastný.
Oh Nityananda Prabhu, please keep me close to your lotus feet.
Nityananda Prabhu, prosím, drž mě poblíž svých lotosových nohou.
Hare Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Nityananda Rai ki
jai.
Nityananda Trayodashi ki
jai.
Go Premanande.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.